Going back to Kansas City, kind of the obligatory question, sort of a rare chance of a preseason game where you're that familiar with where you're going.
Right. You know what? I'm excited to go back to Kansas City. I haven't been back since, you know, I left a few years ago, and I've got a lot of close family friends there. We enjoyed our time there. My three children were born there, so I've got a lot of good memories in Kansas City, and so it'll be fun to go back and play.
Almost better that it's in a preseason game than a regular season game?
You know what? It really doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're going out there, and it's going to be competitive, and you're playing against a good team. And, you know, I've moved on, they've moved on, and it'll be exciting to get out there and play against, you know, a good football team, a good defense as well.
But it is kind of like going home where you know the building, you know the field, you know everything, right?
Right, and that'll be the fun part about it because I still keep in contact with a lot of people out there. I've got a lot of family friends there. I actually still have a home there. So the truth of the matter is, again, I have no ill will. I'm really excited about going back to Kansas City and seeing a lot of the people and the familiar faces that were so good to me when I was there.
Would you be interested in having some resolution to who will be starting week one?
You know what, at this point, it's just, it's going to be one of those things that we just wait and see. You know, coach will make that ultimate decision. At the end of the day, I'm going to continue to prepare and do what I need to do to get ready for season. And then when the time comes and coach tells us, then that's what we'll have to deal with.
Would it be a surprise if the starter's not named next week before the fourth preseason game?
You know, again, I don't know the timetable on this thing, and I'm just going to continue to work hard and get prepared for Kansas City, go out there, hopefully play a good football game, and then let coach make that decision when he feels it's right.
And are you kind of expecting to get kind of extended playing time in that third preseason game? That's usually the way they go with a lot of the starters.
Right. You know, I don't know how much time we're going to play. You know, to be completely honest, we haven't been told anything yet, but I do anticipate playing a lot. You know, again, I say this all the time. I really do think preseason is the best thing that gets you ready for seasonal play just because it is so realistic to what you're going to be getting on Sundays come 2 weeks from now.
Matt, this whole time you've seemed very calm about even when everyone was throwing the playbook, you seem to digest it pretty fast. And even the coaching staff saying, we just want him to continue doing what he's doing. Is this maybe the most confident and prepared and kind of like methodical that you think you've been leading into even a third preseason game or the beginning of the year?
That's a great question. You know, I'd have to say yes. I mean, this offseason I've worked as hard as I can remember. Working just in terms of trying to grasp the new system, understand conceptually what they're trying to get done, putting in the time, putting in the effort. And, you know, I felt very confident in those first two games. Again, I still have a lot of room to grow and also to learn in this system because it is still a new system to me. But at the same time, where we're at right now, I do feel comfortable, and hopefully it'll continue to get better as we go.
Teddy Bridgewater talked about not wanting to overthink before the second preseason game.
Right.
And then he said he rectified that to some extent. From a quarterback standpoint,
right,
what is overthinking, and how, from your view, did he not overthink maybe in the second preseason game?
Well, I think a lot of times as quarterbacks, you know, that's our job is to really think and try to understand the defense, dissect it, and do all those things. But, you know, your preparation really happens throughout the course of a week. You know, you put in the time, you put in the effort throughout the week, and then on Sundays, your preparation should take over and you should just be able to go out there, play loose. And I think sometimes when you're maybe a little less confident about your preparation or you don't know what you're seeing, then you're playing a little bit slower like anything else. So I think it all comes down to preparation for us as quarterbacks. And then when you get out there on Sunday, that's when you just have to react to what you see and trust your preparation.
So having more familiarity helped Teddy not overthink, probably?
You know,
just be more seasoned and what that
right,
extra week?
Right, I don't know. I thought he played an outstanding game. And, you know, I think whatever he accredited that to, he should do the same thing this week.
Matt, your statistics this preseason have been pretty good. What kind of defenses have you been seeing? Is it regular season type defenses that you've been going against, do you feel?
I mean, you never know when you're in preseason. Again, I don't pay much attention to the stats in preseason. I think the main thing is for us is to get prepared and as well prepared as we can leading up to that first game, because at the end of the day, this is all great, but we're going to start seeing live action here in a few weeks, and that's when they really count, and that's what we want to be prepared for.
Do you feel like they've been trying to disguise what's coming, or has it been vanilla-type defenses?
I think the best practice for us so far offensively has been going against our own defense. Just if you see, you know, the complexity on a day-to-day basis, the blitzes, everything like that. You know, our offensive line has done a heck of a job picking up the blitz throughout preseason, and I think a lot of that should be credited to going against our defense every day and the Coach Zimmer and putting us in challenging positions during practice.
Matt, as you look at the regular season schedule, any particular game that you're looking forward to, maybe seeing Tom in week two or anything like that?
No. I think, honestly, every one of those games is important to us. If we can get OW on all of them, you know, that's no one game is more important than the other.
Matt, when you looked at the passing game from last year coming into this year, you were deciding to come back. I mean, mm-hmm. was there any, what was the one thing about the passing game that you said, you know, we got to fix this?
You know, that's a great question that you ask. At the same time, I mean, there's so many things that you can attribute to, you know, to why you weren't successful here, why you weren't successful there. At the same time, I mean, it's a completely new offense, and I don't want to go back in time and try to figure out what we could have done better. All I'm trying to do is learn this new offense. And like I said, it was a great question. I don't know. I really can't sit here and like say, hey, we should have done this more and we should have done this, you know, because, I mean, looking back now, you know, again, it's in the past. I'm sorry.
Try again. What are you most happy about, ignoring last year? Were you happy about in Norv's system, what's like the one thing that you like about his passing?
You know what? I think that he does a great job of, I mean, I felt very confident so far about going into a game and understanding where I'm supposed to go with the ball, and he simplifies it for you. And I think as a quarterback, anytime you can simplify it in your mind and go through your progression quickly or eliminate a side or do whatever you can to, like I said, make it easy on you, that's what I've really appreciated about the system so far.
How does he simplify when you guys are talking about the complexity of this offense?
Right, I just think they do a great job in the meeting room in preparation with the film study, and he's been running it for so long, he knows how he wants to run certain plays. And while conceptually it might be the same as something I've run in the past, he knows exactly, hey, we want to read it this way, and you'll hear him out there. He'll be yelling at us and making it very clear how he wants to read a certain play.
Khalil said he's feeling a lot healthier this year. Mm-hmm. Have you noticed a difference in his play, and if so, how?
You know, I mean, to be completely honest, I haven't. I think that Matt's has the potential to be an outstanding player in this league for a long period of time. He's already proven that he can play at a high level, and those guys have all been doing a great job.
Matt, what happened to your left elbow here?
Oh, my slide. So I didn't get hit. You know, I wanted to protect myself, so I slid and I ended up hurting myself. little elbow burn, nothing big. When the big guys were running after me, I asked them to blow the whistle. Blow the whistle!
Was that in practice or was that in the game?
No, it was in the game.
Okay, all right.
What, that 23-yarder or whatever it was?
Yes, and then I think a D lineman caught me, which was so upsetting. I've been running on the treadmill constantly. I don't know what's going on.
Good?
All right. Thanks, guys.